Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
When you just talk about practice, we sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
Sports Talk Saturday.
We're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that? And we're talking about practice. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we're talking about practice, man. What are we talking about?
On WGR.
Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
Sports Radio 550.
We are absolutely talking about practice today on a Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, Evan is on the board.
Ted Lasso would support the practice talk, that's all I got to say.
I'm wondering if there's now like a remix capable of that open now, where you mix in the Ted Lasso with the Allen Iverson.
We're talking about practice to Jamie Tartt.
But yeah, absolutely. No, it's fun, though. I like that, though, from Evan, because we are talking about practice. We are absolutely talking about practice, and that's kind of the scope of this. Welcome in, Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, let's get it going here. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of it, I do want to introduce the question of the day early here.
Okay.
Mostly because of the fact that there is a lot to talk about today. But I do want to get into this, and I do want to ask about this question probably all throughout camp while I can. Mostly it's training camp memories. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you see every day how there's like videos of like Josh Allen signing almost exclusively for children.
Yes.
And, you know, there's video of Trey White hanging around with Deion Dawkins' kids. And Uncle Trey is back. I saw something with Ray Davis. There's a heartwarming story there. Sal tweeted it out. Oh, I'm sorry. Matt Bovee did. I apologize. Sorry, Sal. Did you also tweet it out? I don't know. But, again, that tells you how much is going on. Because everyone's got something. You've got videos of every training camp video going on. From the large size of Deion Walker making Daquan Jones, who's 6'4", 317, look like a small man. Or there's videos of, you know, obviously plays being made, Matt Milano looking good, Trey White. The return of Tre'Davious White has been fantastic so far.
Bobby Babich saying yesterday it really is attributed to he's finally had an offseason without injury, just a normal one. So it's exciting. I think, you know, as much as I was a cynic for training camp being a football is back, you can't argue that the vibes just like hearing the coaches, hearing the players, hearing them building team bonding with the younger guys, right, the rookies they bring in. Everything about it is just exciting one way or another. It's not a an on-field product, but it is exciting because it's regarding your on-field product.
It is on the field as a product.
We're talking about practice field.
We are talking about practice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I bring up all this stuff, though, of like, you look at the videos and, you know, the autographs and everything like that. What is your favorite training camp memory of any year that you've ever gone? 803-0550 is the number to call if you wanted to bring that in. Or, you know, have any questions about anything going on with training camp as well. We'd be happy to talk to you.
We're here for the potluck today.
We are here for all of it today. We are talking about practice. But I do want to bring that up at some point because there is something about it where, like, there is some fond memories. And it's something where I feel like it's a perfect way to get ready for those sorts of things. And we're talking about it on the day that they're not at practice right now, which is kind of funny.
It is.
But the one thing I will never forget as a child is when Phil Hansen signed my forehead. I was
really?
A Bills fan for life. They were taking part in training camp at Fredonia back then, Joe.
Yes, yeah.
I don't think you were alive for when that was going on.
I don't think so either.
Don't agree with me. But I'm just this wide-eyed child. My autograph book is full, and Phil Hansen just calls an audible and finds a way to sign the book anyway as a kid and then doodles onto my forehead. And according to legend, a.k.a. when my father is telling stories, I'm just like sitting there in the passenger seat with my hair pulled back, which I don't have to do that anymore.
Oh, man.
Pulling the hair back. That's a balding joke. But I've got the hair pulled back, just staring at this thing in the mirror of the passenger side door. I've got my head sticking out the window, pulling my hair back, looking at this thing, wind whipping through my face. And I didn't care. And that's something that I see, like, Josh Allen understands.
Mm-hmm.
A child will become a Bills fan for life when they have an interaction like that. That's why
yeah.
he ends up going towards the youth and interacting with them at training camp, because they know that's a Bills fan for life.
It also helps younger kids maybe get into the game of football and help continue to fund the product you currently play for and keep it alive for generations.
But also, it is a Bills fan, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You become a Bills fan for moments like that.
Absolutely.
Interacting with a Bills player. And I love that this team understands that, though. And the modern day understands that. I don't like the grown-ups pushing and shoving aside to try to get things signed in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's reasons, a.k.a. your child could not get up front enough,
mm-hmm.
possibly.
Possibly that. Possibly monetary value as well.
I don't want to get into the negative aspects of it. I'm just trying to give the benefit of the doubt reason.
Mm-hmm.
But it's likely not to be received well, optics-wise.
No.
I understand, like, not all of them are for the monetary gain kind of people or the memorabilia club. Some of it is, dang it, I can't get them up there. It's already too crowded. It's too late. I have a height advantage.
Yeah, I got to get over the top.
I can get over the top and then make my kid's day getting it signed for them.
Yeah.
So it's not all cases, but I know there's some cases like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Good for you for trying.
I do have to say one thing about Phil Hansen that I don't remember him at Fredonia training camp, but I do remember in the 2012 NFL draft, Cordy Glenn. That's where I remembered his name from. He announced Cordy Glenn's
yep.
pick.
Yeah. So it's something that will always stick with me, though, and probably how I got into this business in the first place, honestly.
Yeah.
Just a wide-eyed child looking at his forehead in the mirror on the way home from Fredonia.
I mean, you got to love it. I've not been a training camp connoisseur by any means, and I've only gone one time. Partially because...
You're only like 21?
I'm 23 now. I just turned 23. But partially because the Bills were just bad.
Oh, they were bad when you were a kid. That's right.
They breached the playoffs my freshman year of high school.
Yep.
So my entire childhood leading up...
As a child, they were bad. That's right.
I'll give an experience that's not a training camp experience, but it alludes to what you're saying.
Right.
So my school, we did the Fuel Up to Play 60 and did a breakfast cart thing.
Okay.
Right? So like that program is really big. It still is when I was in like middle school. My favorite player at the time was Mario Williams. I was a big Super Mario fan, so that name really just resonated with me.
Here, yeah.
It was a huge deal. I meant like the Nintendo Super Mario fan. That's why, that's what resonated with me. So he was the first jersey I ever acquired. There's a photo of me now because we got to go. It was Bills Browns on 1 p.m. It was just a burner of a game, right? But there's a photo where we're on the field for the, we're high-fiving them as they run out of the tunnel. And there's a stop frame with Mario Williams right there on my, like, high-fiving me, right?
Nice.
That, I didn't go to training camp, and I have gone once, but it was Josh Allen's rookie year. So it was interesting, but I don't have, like, I wasn't a big autograph guy. I just didn't like pushing around little kids, that kind of a thing, you know? And I thought I was aged out of it at that point. I was in high school. It was whatever. You're absolutely right. That experience with a player of any, even a high five. Oh my God.
Even a high
Josh
five.
Josh Allen high fived me. Anything like that with it for a kid.
Right.
Get you invested. After that, there was not one Bills game I missed. Even if I had a 4 o'clock wake up call for swim practice the next morning, I was watching a Thursday night football game, just like that colorblind one.
Ah, the good old colorblind color rush game.
Yes.
But red versus green.
It makes a huge difference in a kid's life. It absolutely does. So training camp memories, I think, is a great, especially at the start of training camp, where we're just kind of getting the first injury list. There's no pads, right? There's news, but it's not like Keon Coleman breaking through, and this isn't a slight to him. Keon Coleman breaking through, making big passes. Nobody's trying to tackle him yet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right now, training camp memories, I think that's a phenomenal thing to go off. And I want to hear everyone else's. It's intriguing because everyone's going to have a different one.
Right. And
I got to see Nate Peterman in that training. With A.J. McCarron with Josh Allen in his rookie season.
Yeah.
That's the only one I've gone to.
I love that that's the one you went to.
And then they pick Nate Peterman to start. Not even A.J. McCarron. They pick Nate Peterman, which is another point. But, yeah. And the ones at Fredonia intrigue me. I only picture them at St. John Fisher.
And
I do not picture them at Fredonia. I used to go to Fredonia all the time.
I don't remember what it looks like.
Yeah.
Honestly. It's been that long.
Yeah.
But
it's just intriguing to think about. Like,
Yeah, I don't remember necessarily what Fredonia looks like and what the practice scenarios looked like. But I do know it was one of these things where, like, after practice, the autographs, the way that they went, the players would have the golf carts. They would drive through, try to get back to the facility, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But, some of them, they would stop, sign for a random group of people, and then stop at another one, anything like that. Sometimes the big shots would big shot you and just keep on driving.
Yeah.
Something like that. But
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm not going to slander names for that sort of thing.
Just start pulling names.
Oh, this big timer big timed everyone. He's too good for all. No. It was probably just maybe the kind of day. Like, they didn't do it all the time. Otherwise, it would have been a notoriety thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, on that day, did I get an autograph from, say, Jim Kelly? No. Does that mean anything
negative? No.
Does that mean anything more? No. That's okay. You don't always get a winner. But
Listen, I have a hat with Jordan Poyer, AJ Epenesa, and Gabe Davis just from high school.
Yeah.
Miscellaneous. And it's just there.
Exactly. So it's a fun little thing to talk about, though, because of the fact that, like, there is no practice today, so there's nothing really to update right now today. Nothing's going to come to us until tomorrow. By the way, Nate Geary, a special edition Sports Talk Sunday tomorrow at 9 a.m. here on WGR as well. But we'll take a moment to get connected with our fans early and right off the bat here, and it's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Chris in Buffalo. Chris, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Oh, morning, boys. How are you guys?
Oh, we're having ourselves a great morning.
Man, I always was a kid. I always wanted to go out to the camp in Fredonia, and my parents would never take. So I decided that when my kids were little, that I was going to start taking them out to camp. And it's the way it's progressed over the years. It's a blast. And I tell people all the time, you need to go to St. John Fisher. It's a really good experience. So my daughter was about a little less than a year old, and Tyrod Taylor was still on the team. Watkins was still on the team. Gilmore was on the team. And so we're there. She's wrapped up a little thin blanket. It's hotter than hell. And I'm looking at the players asking, hey, can you sign my baby? And she was in a pink Sammy Watkins jersey. And so literally, we were getting ready to leave. A bunch of players signed her jersey, and I saw Sammy Watkins, and he was down on the field with his daughter. And I was, Mr. Watkins, can you sign my baby? And so he saw that she was in his jersey. He took her out of my hand, signed her jersey. She was sound asleep at one point. Aaron Williams took her out of my arms, sound asleep, and just was so gentle and so good with her that it's been an experience every year. We want to go this year, but we're going to and from Kentucky. My dad's dying of congestive heart failure, so we can't make it.
I'm sorry about that.
I reached out to a bunch of the players because my dad was a season ticket holder. He was at the Rock Pile, at the Ralph. See if anybody would at least give him an autograph, and I can't even go out and get that done for him this year, unfortunately. But my daughter asked me, are we going? I said, we can't this year. I'm sorry. We got to go to and from Papa's house. But anybody who's never gone, and if you have kids, go. It's such a good experience. And I try teaching my stepson that, yeah, these guys are larger than life. They're on TV. They're millionaires. But watch, they put their pants on one leg at a time just like you do.
Chris, I appreciate the call, and I hope all is well for you and your family as well.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a good day, and I love listening to y'all.
You too. Thank you. Chris, again, that's a great call, though, because it kind of shows the duality a little bit there, too. You know, great memory, though.
Yeah.
To bring up, like, you know, you got this baby, and like the players are even grabbing the baby,
Aaron Williams,
asleep, but like but also pro, knowing what he's doing while taking care of the daughter, and also creating a memory. Like, again, his daughter's now asking, "Are we going? Are we going? Are we going?" Like, it's a tradition sort of thing now, and she probably doesn't remember that as a small baby, but
no, there's photo evidence.
And there's the signatures, and then there's a story, and with that comes a lifelong Bills fan.
Yep.
Because of that.
The story will make that happen.
Yes.
Then, you know, eventually descendants upon descendants will, you know, the story will just keep going.
It's how
you make more stories.
It's how fandom gets spread. It is also through family and through friends that you end up with the stories and how you end up with rooting for the teams that you root for.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, obviously, I hope your family is dealing with everything as best they can as well. So thank you for that call. But yeah, I think though that training camp memories is always a fun thing to think about because very rarely do you come away with it with a bad one.
Yeah, there's not many. Maybe the heat is the only thing you can really say, depending on the
right
day. Like that's been a thing.
Right.
But other than that, it's always seems to be, at least from people I talk to, I know my friends went yesterday, my big group of friends. We went to the movies last night. They were talking all about it.
Right.
I didn't get a bad review. It was fun to watch the practice. They make it an event now, right?
They make it an event. It's gotten so popular that now you need to, you know, submit online for tickets.
Yes. We've heard callers mention just walking up to the Fredonia one, seeing what's happening.
I'm not a fan of seeing people charging for them. They were free. Don't do that. I'm not a fan of that. Mm-hmm. Don't be that person, please. But it is something to it where, like, you want to go and you want to experience that sort of thing. And maybe it's because you can't afford to go to a normal game.
Yeah.
Tickets might be expensive and out of your price range. And this is the only way you're going to see them live, necessarily.
Mm-hmm. And you want to experience it, too, because you don't know how long they'll be at St. John Fisher. A lot of NFL organizations have moved away from college camps now. The Bills have been very strongly worded in that they like the college camp because it brings the team together in a different way. But you never know. Anything can happen. So you got to experience them while you can, especially in that environment.
Especially because of the fact that, like you said, NFL teams are going away from going to camp.
Mm-hmm.
They will do it within their facilities, and then, well, where's the fanfare at that point?
Right.
And
they'll have the scrimmage, but that's it.
I feel like Buffalo is the one team that's going to probably, like, maybe get rid of it last, or maybe Green Bay. It's probably between those two.
Absolutely.
And that's how things go. We'll keep on the phones here. Matt and Fredonia, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. When I was a kid, obviously it was in Fredonia, and the local kids would just help them move into the dorms, which was really cool.
I would imagine that's a personal reaction.
Oh, man. And then, you know, they throw you $5 or something, but every once in a while they throw you a glove, a cleat, something like that, and that was what was special. It wasn't the money. Nobody did it for the money. We wanted the glove.
I would imagine. And also just like the interaction you'd probably get from them, Matt, is probably a unique experience that nobody will be able to really match.
Oh, yeah. I remember moving in Andre Reed and was my favorite player forever.
I would imagine. Thank you for the call, Matt. I appreciate that. And a unique perspective in that as well of, you know, you're helping move the players in.
Moving them in.
First of all, back then, $5 is $5, man. You can go a long way with $5. But like you said, it's not about the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as day's worth getting $5 back in the day when Fredonia camp is there, but mm-hmm. especially as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking about you're interacting with Andre Reed's my favorite player. Why I helped move him in one time because I was a local kid where they're going to training camp.
Yeah.
That's a story that you don't, like, not many people get to match.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a cool one.
Yeah. I got to reach over here for the name that you dropped. but thank you for the call, Matt. I love that perspective, though, because core memory. You're never going to let it go. And I don't know how often you have a chance to top that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge thing.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. That builds a person. You now, it might not be personal on the other players then, like long term, but you now have a personal relationship.
Some players do remember those people.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, almost like
if they see their
to
face.
A T.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, like that, it's a special thing for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'd imagine that like every year, maybe there's a different kid.
Right. That's what
player.
I'm saying. But you forever have that personal interaction, personal relationship with that player. You can sympathize with them. You see Andre Reed balling out.
How deflating would it be, though, like if you're a kid moving someone in the next year and they're like, ah, where's Matt?
Yeah, I know, right?
That kid was a hoot last year.
Yeah. Be like, I want Matt back.
I'm not Matt, but I'm here too.
You can never live up to Matt. That would be a problem.
that would never happen. That's something you'd write in a bad comedy.
Yeah.
That's me saying I have bad comedy. But no, like that's a unique experience.
Yeah.
That's something like that'd be cool. That's something cool. And I'd hope, like, obviously, like, I'd imagine the players aren't bringing much valuables moving into a dorm for a couple of weeks.
I'd assume not.
Yeah.
Especially now it's shorter than it has been.
Exactly.
Back then, maybe, depending on how long it went. But now training camp's earlier and shorter. So,
all right, we'll take one more before we go to break here. We'll go to Brandon in Louisiana. Brandon, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got for us?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hope you guys are having a good day. So my thoughts were, I just wanted to see what you guys felt about the cornerback two competition between Trey White and Maxwell Harrison.
Yep.
The reason why is because I'm actually a Ravens fan, and I gained a lot of respect for the Bills when we played them in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But I did see that you guys probably will need to play more man-to-man to match up against a healthy Zay Flowers and Xavier Worthy from the Chiefs. So I think that was one of the main reasons they drafted Max. So just wanted to see what you guys' thoughts were on who was going to probably start week one cornerback two. Trey White, who I actually was impressed with because he helped the Ravens out in a bind last year.
Yep.
Played solid. Or Maxwell Harrison because of upside man-to-man ability and ability to make turnovers. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. I appreciate that. And I was going to ask you about Trey White, and you answered it right there as well. I think that as a Raven, Trey White was fine.
Coming off of the injury.
Off of the injuries that he had in back-to-back years where it's a knee and an Achilles. Those are not easy things to come back from. For him to look the way he did for the Ravens is encouraging, and it's also why I might be currently favoring Trey White.
I am a little bit, too. I think
he's looking fresh right now.
Just with younger guys in general, best practice is to let them learn from a veteran. And I'm not saying just bench Max Harrison, because he might, man-to-man wise, he is faster, right? But the ball sense is probably leaning to Trey White's favor just from his veteran experience. And he knows the Bills organization. So I would be leaning towards Trey White right now as well. That's kind of where I'm at.
It is currently set up as Harrison, you have to earn it. And it's perfectly fine by me.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see where it goes from there, though.
Trey White coming off of, like we said earlier, Bobby Babich said, first true offseason since the injury where he hasn't had to deal with rehab, right? Like this could be big for him.
It's big for him. It's also
because he was balling out before he popped the second injury, remember?
And White was balling out for Baltimore even.
Yes.
And that's one of those unique things. And we'll talk plenty more about training camp in and of itself all throughout the show here. Alex Brasky, Bills Digest, Buffalo pregame, going to join us at noon as well. Mary, Mark, Ron, you're on hold. Stay there. We'll get to you on the other side of a break here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, talking about training camp memories, and anything on the board here today on a fine Saturday here on WGR.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.